At a formative moment in the American labor movement, some 23,000 textile workers went on strike for 6 months in Paterson, New Jersey. Workers from 300 mills were fighting for the 8-hour workday and for better working conditions. It was one of the first times that rank-and-file women took a leadership role, years before they won the right to vote. New Jersey Public Radio's Meredith Mandel visits a hidden tribute to the Paterson Silk Strike of 1913.
On a recent Friday night, a group of mostly gray-haired labor activists gather in a yellow Victorian house in sleepy Haledon, New Jersey. This nondescript house on this ordinary suburban street was once headquarters to a key moment in the labor movement. And now it's a museum devoted to the Paterson Silk Strike of 1913.
We believe that our performance tonight may be the first public performance of this song since 1913. Maybe we'll revive it here.
The broad silk workers left the room. The ribbon weavers followed soon. For better ways.
That's the Solidarity Singers of New Jersey. They're kicking off the museum's year-long observation of the Paterson Strike's anniversary.
For the glorious 8-hour day, out on the strike we all will stay.
How a simple house in this bedroom community came to be a hotbed of labor activism is a historical quirk. The mayor of Paterson was allied with the mill owners who targeted union activists. He readily padlocked their meeting halls and threw protesters in jail. Angela Santamaro, the museum's executive director, says the mayor of neighboring Haledon, William Bruckman, was a socialist and sympathetic to the union. The home belonged to Pietro Botto, an Italian silk weaver, who agreed to allow the striking workers to convene there. That decision would come back to haunt him. Santamaro says Botto was labeled an anarchist, and his wife was disgraced. The family believes she died from a broken heart 2 years after the strike.
Four daughters were at ages where they could find jobs. When they went out to try to find employment, and owners of mills saw that the name was Botto, they knew that they were troublemakers and didn't want any part of them.
Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever.
This was a period when workers were fighting for better wages and an 8-hour day. The popular songs of the time told their story. During the Paterson strike, famed union activists gave rousing speeches from the Botto home's balcony, including the 23-year-old Elizabeth Gurley Flynn. Bloomfield College professor Steve Golan says Flynn started a series of Tuesday night meetings for women and girls.
The idea of working class strikers going to meetings for women only where things like birth control were openly discussed. This was amazing. I mean, there was no precedent for that. 100 years ago. And at these meetings, the women and girls would tell their stories, and Flynn would egg them on to come forward in the strike, to be equal to men, to assert their own leadership.
The strike drew the attention of Greenwich Village writers, artists, and poets. They created the Paterson Strike Pageant, which was performed at Madison Square Garden. Golan says the sold-out crowd watched the opening act in amazement, as more than 1,000 workers trooped across the stage.
They look dejected, their shoulders are hunched, and there's 1,000 of them going to work. End scene one. Pause. Scene two. They burst out of the mill, screaming, strike, strike, singing, screaming, yelling, strike, run down the middle of the aisle of Madison Square Garden, right through the audience, yelling, strike, 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 pumping their fists. People in the audience start yelling, strike, strike, strike. And that's the beginning of the pageant.
Eventually, consumer preferences for synthetic fabrics doom the Paterson silk mills. And lately, the American labor movement has diminished.
A party popolo, a la ristossa, bandiera rossa, bandiera rossa.
Now neighbors walk past the Botto house in suburban Haledon without giving it a second glance. Unaware that inside is a tribute to its place in history.
Bandiera rossa trionferà, bandiera rossa trionferà,
For WNYC, I'm Meredith Mandel.